Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me here today. I hope you'll stay with us for the next hour. We're going to be talking about archangels, ascended masters, and guides. Oh my! And a way to authentically and actively connect with them and connect with your spiritual team, because you know everybody has a spiritual team, and it's important, dare I say, imperative. For you to learn how to connect with your spiritual team. And it's not that difficult, really. It's not. I promise it's not. I would love to take your questions and or your comments. The 1-800 number to call into the show today is 1-800-930-2819. That's our call-in number. You can also go to our website, transformationtalkradio.com, to their homepage. And there's a little button that you click on that says send a live question or a comment. And I have that pulled up on my laptop, and I promise to check that at least once every 15 minutes or so, so we can make sure and get everybody's comments in for us today. I don't know what your weather is like where you are today, but here in the beautiful state of Colorado and in Denver, Colorado, it is at last check -8. And so Chrissy and I, fabulous producer Chrissy, were having a contest about who had the coldest place where they were living today, and I won by like a long stretch, because Chrissy was saying, oh, it's 30 where I am today, and I just like, 30, that's nothing. And it's funny, I have to read you something from Facebook today. One of my friends posted the non-existent word of the day, unthaw. Sentence, wow, it's really cold outside. I'm glad I'm inside where I can unthaw. And he said, really, people, when you unthaw something, what you're really saying is that you're freezing it, as un means to not do or the reverse of. So make sure to thaw foods in the refrigerator and try not to freeze when you go outside today. So that's just kind of like a little funny and just a picture of what's going on here in the lovely state of Colorado. The blue sky is out, so that's fabulous. And we are going to be getting some sun today, but we've got this Arctic blast that came down from the north. And as I was saying to Chrissy, that does not happen very often here in Denver. They were saying on the news last night, actually, it only happens like once every, 15 years or so. And we dropped about 45 degrees in one day, which, of course, is something that not very many people get a chance to experience. So without further ado, wherever you are, let me say that I hope that you're warm and toasty here today. And at least, if not outside, that you're warm and toasty on the inside, because that's where it really matters, right? At this time of year, I'm reminded of something that my parents did for me and all of my siblings when we were children, as they tucked us in bed at night, and this actually happened year-round. They would say to us, dream of the angels and Santa Claus. And from a certain perspective, it can be looked at as a sort of parental blackmail. You know, the whole Santa thing. It wasn't uncommon around our house growing up that one or both of my parents would say, be careful, Santa's watching. The whole, you better watch out, you better think twice thing. The angel reference also came easily to them because they were both Catholic and I was raised Catholic. Angels were and still are very natural to me. As a child, there's a lovely prayer that starts out, a Catholic prayer. It might be other denominations as well. Angel of God, my guardian dear. That was said nightly by all of my siblings and I as we gathered for prayers in my parents' bedroom. Whatever their true intention is, it is one of my fondest memories of my childhood, my parents telling me to dream of the angels and Santa Claus. Not telling me to wish for angels or Santa Claus, but to actively dream of them. And I think, taking it a step further to interact with these angels and Santa Claus. Sometimes I think that Santa's gotten a bad rap, especially in recent times, for the whole commercialization of the holidays, in particular Christmas. I'll have to do a whole show sometime on the mostly pagan and Celtic origins of this time of year. Suffice to say, though, that for me growing up, the giving and receiving of Christmas, and in particular Santa, was always magical. We'd come downstairs to the living room early Christmas morning, and somehow Santa had come in the night. Each of us had a special place on the chair or sofa that was designated just for us, and we intuitively knew that was for us because of the gifts from Santa that were being placed there. It was a delight on Christmas mornings to simply bask in the receiving from a mythical persona who flew a sleigh and some reindeer around the world in just one night. It really was, like I said, one of the most magical times for me and for my siblings. And I don't know whether you had the similar experiences with Santa or how Santa came to you or if you had Santa in your life growing up. And it really was a magical time and something that I think everyone I would love for everyone to have experienced Santa or at least something along those lines, at least this time of year. So putting the angels and Santa together came naturally to my folks because their intentions were pure. And it seemed to be just kind of a natural thing. And everybody, hang on just for a second. I have to send a fast message to Chrissy. There we go. Okay. Sorry about that. The giving and receiving of Santa and the compassion and love that their religion taught them was available to them from the angels. And now that I'm in that place in my life that I am and on this path with all of you, talking with and receiving blessings and guidance from my angels comes as naturally to me as breathing. And as I was walking around the lake the other day and thinking about the show, I looked up and saw at the same time that the song that we'll play for you after this break, after our first break, came on my iPod. There were lovely feathered clouds that instantly took on the shape of angels. There were large ones, there were small ones, there were chubby ones, there were slender ones, all floating silently above my head. And I don't know if you've ever had that experience that you look up. I love looking at the clouds myself. And yes, you could see mythical creatures up there. You can sometimes see dragons. You can definitely see angels, which I don't think are mythical. You can see other different kinds of animals. You might see the face of a loved one. But for me that day, it was really wonderful to just at the time that this song came on, because I already had an idea of what I wanted to share with you on the show today. But those affirmations from the universe that come through sometimes in just all of their blazing glory are just really moments that I cherish. And so as we get ready to talk about your own spiritual team that you have with you all the time and how to connect with them, as we come back from break, one of the first things that we're going to do that I'll ask Chrissy to do, which is a little bit of a change, and I appreciate her being flexible with me. Of course, she is always. She's fabulous. We're going to be playing one of my all-time favorite songs. And remember, you do have your spiritual team with you all of the time. And connecting with them really just sometimes is a matter of forming that intention, of listening, of feeling, of knowing, whatever your intuitive language is that we've talked about on the show before. I invite you to sit back and relax and listen to the song that we're going to be playing after the break by Annie Lennox. I really love the Eurythmics. I love most of the music that they've done. I admit to being not so crazy about the new stuff from Annie Lennox, I think, probably within the last 5 years or so. But the Eurythmics, I think, are just really one of those wonderful, amazing groups. And one of the song that I'm actually going to be playing for you is the one by Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics called There Must Be an Angel, although I usually think of this song as the refrain, Must Be Talking to an Angel. So everybody, as we come back into break, one of the first things you're going to hear is the song by Annie Lennox, and There Must Be an Angel. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Of angels, they're playing with my heart, yeah.
Must be talking to an angel. Must be talking to an angel. Must be talking to an angel. Must be talking to an angel.
Must be talking to an angel. They're playing with my heart, yeah.
I know. Fabulous, right? I just want to say I messaged Christy on Skype during it, and I said, rock on, Annie. I just love that song, honestly. It just, it does. It kind of pulls me all up into my crown chakra. I just feel myself kind of lifted out and into a different space. And I just love that song. And most certainly, I think definitely Anna Lennox is probably one of those people who talks with her angels on a very frequent basis. My own introduction to guides and angels was a bit rocky about 20 years ago, and we've recovered since then, strengthening our relationship with each other, and with me learning to depend upon them as much or even more as I would a trusted friend, because for me at this point, they are the entities in my life that I probably trust the most, in addition to myself. Each of us has our own special team, of course, and like most things between entities, whether they're animal or human, angel or guide, they work best with introductions. So often I think you might hear, see, feel, or know something intuitively, and especially with hearing or being clairaudient, it's a point of validation to be able to know who from whom exactly you're connecting or receiving information from. And at least in the case of guides, in a physical form that seems familiar to us as humans. We also certainly have, as I said, our own cadre of power animals as guides, whose communication with us is more along the lines of telepathic and claircognizant, clear knowing, as well as clairsentient, clear sensing, knowing, sensing, or feeling. There's another group beyond that, if you want to think of in terms of widening circles around you and your soul as the center of that circle. The ascended masters whose teachings and words of wisdoms are unique to their life experience on this planet, as that is where they came from. They ascended into light form after having gone through a series of initiations. Think of people like Saint Germain. Think of people like Buddha, Yogananda, Kuan Yin, just to name a few. Those are Jesus and Mary, most definitely, are also ascended masters. You can study about them from various forms if you like and in great depth. And my purpose here today is to familiarize you with some of who they are and how it might feel when you connect with them. A good source that I can personally recommend is Doreen Virtue. I have her deck of Ascended Master cards that we'll play with today, and her book on Archangels and Ascended Masters, kind of an A to Z dictionary of who's who. And most certainly as well, another book that I can highly recommend is Kathleen Peterson's book. Kathleen was my guest on the show last week. We Are Here For You, Messages from the Archangels and Other Light Beings. And actually using her book in conjunction with Doreen's book, and it's not necessary for you to do a super in-depth study and memorize who these entities are. You can if you want to, and I have a suspicion that things such as Doreen's certified angel therapy practitioner might involve some of that. But if you just kind of dip your big toe, if you will, into their world, I think you'll find that they're more than anxious and more than willing to connect with you. And it's good to remember at this point that just because you haven't had or may have little interaction with them doesn't mean they're not around you constantly, just as I said, waiting for you to invite them in. For me, whenever I feel like I'm transitioning or going through a rough patch and reach out to them, I usually hear, "We didn't move, Lizanne, you did." And that's definitely true. That's when I get off of my center, because that's where they remain. And I, again, go through some transition or change, definitely that I meant to, but it's always gratifying to me to come back to my center because that's where they are. They're my support system. Sometimes, as I said, that movement is on purpose when you're doing what I call upgrading guides and moving from one set of guides to a different set. And that definitely happens. And think about that for just a minute. Everyone is on a path, and each of our paths and the paths of our animal companions, the plants of the world, the wild animals, the crystals of our planets, the very skin of the earth herself, all of it is under divine protection and guidance. So do not think for one nanosecond that you are not as precious as the most rare ruby in the world, because you are. And they are very interested in who you are and your purpose for being here on this planet at this point in time. So when I talk about introductions, I really do mean introductions. It may happen that as your spiritual team becomes more known to you, you will come to recognize their voices and their energy. I often say that energy has a fingerprint, just as we do in physical form. At least it does for me. That's how I recognize what animal I'm talking to time after time without a photo. And certainly for the ascended masters and archangels, you will come to, if you are clairaudient, if that happens to be one of your intuitive muscle languages, you will come to recognize that voice inside your ear that might have a certain tone about it, a certain cadence. It might speak in declarative sentences or in direct statements. There might be, in another guide or ascended master, there might be a little bit more emotion behind what's going on, depending upon what's going on for you and their message for you. Other times it might be straightforward. Sometimes it might be rather loud. And for those of you who don't have clairaudient as one of your intuitive languages, just your sensing or knowing of them, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit, is also going to be a little bit different. So when the guardian and I get together with animals, we form a shared intention to communicate with the animal, who usually readily responds with energy. And that's how clear this style of communication is to them. The same goes for the information coming to us from our spiritual team. They know who they're talking to and why and exactly what information they want to pass along to you and what would be most helpful and in your highest and best good at that point on time. And for those of us on the receiving end, it may come in a very unexpected way, and it may feel as if it's cloaked in sometimes vague terms and maybe languages that sound unusual to us. So when you're first learning about your guides, I would invite you to ask for their names. You may have to listen very closely to what they're saying, as their names might be different than what you're used to hearing. And everybody, we're heading into a break. When we come back with break, we're going to continue and learn a little bit more about our intuitive guides, ascended masters, and angels that are there to help you pretty much every second of every day. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back after a short break. Stay tuned.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Everybody, welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we're talking all about ascended masters, archangels, and guides. Oh my! And how to best connect with them? How best to invite them into your life? And how to work more closely, perhaps, with your spiritual team? Before we get back into the subject matter, I just wanted to make just a few announcements. Everybody knows that I'm an advisor on When to Listen. And if you go to When to Listen at the bottom right-hand side of the page, whentolisten.com, it's the numbers 1, 2, and then listen.com. At the bottom right-hand side of the page, you can listen to all of the advisors' holiday blessings for you. So I would invite you to do that. They're kind of fun. It will give you just an idea of some of the people that I work with over there on When to Listen, as well as at When to Radio. And it's just kind of fun. Some of them are funny. Some of them are a little bit more serious. So just at your leisure, if you need a moment in your day and you feel like you need to have extra holiday blessings, I would invite you to go over to One to Listen and get those holiday blessings just kind of raining all down on top of you. So as we were talking early before we went into the break, when you're first learning about your guides, I would invite you to ask for their names. You may have to listen pretty closely to what they're saying, as their names might be different than what you're used to hearing. It's not necessarily going to be, especially with the angels and the ascended masters, it's not necessarily going to be Mary. Well, no, it is going to be Mary. I take that back. But it's not going to be, you know, for instance, Dolores or Bertha or something like that. They might have very unique sounding names. And from what we've learned about the intuitive muscle, if you ask for the information to be repeated, it will be. Your imagination won't repeat itself if it is, in fact, your imagination at work. You might also be prepared for names that are familiar to you and names that might not be. And so keep in mind that although your guides and spiritual team might connect with you at unexpected times, they will always make their presence known to you during your meditation and shamanic journey times. And I'm going to sound probably like a broken record, but a consistent practice of meditation and connection with your team will make this process much easier and much smoother. We've talked before about ways to quiet the busy mind, things such as doing a 5-minute candle exercise every day and keeping track of those thoughts. The goal with all these things is to create an oasis of peace and stillness deep inside of you that's impervious to thoughts. And that's the place where your ascended masters, angels, and guides are going to feel most comfortable coming into you, because there's no competition. There's not the thinking mind that is wondering about what to fix for dinner or what's going to be happening at work today or that business meeting that you have with your boss or getting together with friends after work. Honestly, I look at it as this time to simply plug in to your own individual source of the divine, and it honestly doesn't take very much longer. It may sound like a lofty goal to some of you, and I invite you to not set a timer, and I would invite you also to not think to yourself, okay, I'm going to meditate now. Because the goal is that all of these thoughts are pushed to the side and it becomes more a state of being. Certainly opposite nostril breathing or just breathing deeply and focusing on the breath are good for sinking into yourself and kind of leaving that thinking mind behind. Another tool you can use is shamanic journeying. And for some people whose minds and bodies are very active, taking a shamanic journey is an excellent way to leave all of the physical behind and to connect directly and in a very interactive way with your guides, ascended masters, etc. A good book that I highly recommend and I use myself all of the time is Sandra Ingerman's Beginner's Guide to Shamanic Journeying. It has a CD in the back, which makes for a very easy way to get to journeying immediately. And the bottom line on this is that there are no secret ways to do this. There's no hidden book of instructions. There's no special handshake that you have to know. It's not the secret club that's meant to be continually out of your reach. It is and always will be a part of who you are, a part of your path, and a part of your consciousness. And when you do connect with your spiritual team, because they are in contact with other spiritual teams, you are contributing to the collective consciousness in a very, very, very positive way. I also tell my clients that dreams are another way that your guides will relay information and introduce themselves to you. So keeping a dream journal is an excellent way to write down what you've received and to search the internet, yes, the internet, for information related to what you've received. The thing about searching the internet is that when you hear names of your guides or perhaps ascended masters, and if you sense that and you just have a knowingness of what they are, using the internet to use Wikipedia or whatever tool you would like to use, it's really a lovely way to, again, validate your connection with them. And as spiritual beings having a human experience, as we learn to get to that place of non-duality, there is going to be the human experience thing always kind of running in the background. And so if you're sitting there in the middle of a shamanic journey, as I was initially, and I envisioned this look to be kind of a shorter monk type, he wore like monk clothing, coming into my field of vision, I could clearly see his face. I heard Master DK, I thought I heard. And of course, at that point in time, I was not yet well-versed or semi-well-versed on who the Ascended Masters were. So one of the first things that I did once I finished that journey was absolutely go to the internet, type in Ascended Masters, Master DK, and sure enough, there popped up this guy's face exactly as it had come to me during my shamanic journey. And at that point in time, at that very second, there was this nice little ping of connection that was made between me and this Ascended Master. And to this day, he's one of the Ascended Masters that comes to me most often. So don't be afraid. It's a nice way to mix present day and technology with Ascended Masters and with things that are older than time and that have been a part of you and will be a part of you long after you've passed from this plane of existence. So again, for me, that's kind of a way that I reach out and verify for the human part of me what exactly it is that I'm perceiving. So your guides really want to have a personal relationship with you. And just as with any being of energy that we all are, these relationships are entirely possible. It will take dedication on your part, and with time, you'll become quite familiar with them. And you will also find that the more that you open up to them, the more often they're going to come through to you. Sometimes it might be in unexpected ways, such as what I've experienced, literally a shout inside my head. That's usually meant to get my attention and to say, wow, are you sure you really want to do this? And that there are other times it might be something that's very, very subtle and something that's very, very soft. For those of you out there who are not necessarily, whose souls are not necessarily, I guess I'll say it, from this plane of existence, as most of our souls sometimes are not, you might be what I would call a star person. And so as a star person, and Doreen Virtue actually calls these human angels on Earth, and there's a great Facebook page, by the way, if you'd like to check into that and like that Facebook page, We Are Human Angels. Your experience, particularly with archangels and other angels, is going to be a little bit different because, and we'll talk about this a little bit more after the break that we're heading into in just the next couple of minutes. But don't be surprised if you actually have the physical sensation of feeling wings, and I mean fairly large wings, coming out from between your shoulder blades. That is absolutely possible, and you will know that then that is a point of validation for you that you are, that your soul is one of those souls that comes from a planet such as Lemuria or a place such as Atlantis or a planet such as Pleiades, and that your soul's lineage is different perhaps than some of the other souls that you are in connection with. And what I'm hearing in my head, which is really funny now that I'm bringing this up, is that their message to you at this point in time is, don't be afraid to flex your wings. Don't be afraid to feel the motion of those wings right in between your shoulder blades. That's what your shoulder blades are there for. They're there to support not only you and your arms, but in an energy standpoint, most definitely the wings that you probably have on your back. Your wings might change from time to time. They might grow. They might change in color. Again, all of this is simply meant to mirror the human experience path that you're on in energy way, so that you will know that your spiritual team is with you and that you are making positive and effective communication with them. That's a really, really critical point to know, is that, as I said, that you are making that connection with them. So everybody, we're heading into our final break. I can't believe that this hour has gone by so fast. That's always how this happens. It's just really an astonishing thing to me. Flynn, and this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope you stay with us, and we'll be back in just a few.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. And just as we went into break, we were talking about angel wings and putting those angel's wings on and feeling those flex between your shoulder blades. And it's so interesting. I just checked into Facebook very quickly, and there's another little message from the universe and your angels just for you. And it's from a page, Angelic Encounters with Myrna. And it says, every day when you get dressed, do not forget to put your wings on. So there you go. Just another more validation. To me, that's a huge validation from the universe of putting your wings on most, and specifically every single day. So as I said earlier, you may hear some things that may sound different to your ears, and they will be different. And you may feel things that you've never felt before. You might feel a sudden expansion of your chest and your heart chakra. You might feel a beam of light coming out of your crown chakra, a pair of arms coming around you. This last one I felt numerous times. And so just like any new relationship, and this will be like and at the same time, unlike any new relationship you've ever had, there may be moments of uncertainty on your part and possibly on theirs, especially for your guides who can be individuals, animal or human beings, who have already transitioned to spirit and who have been given or requested to be a guide or a mentor for you on this plane of existence. So this will be new for them. And although they'll be in a place where they have more than enough support and empowerment for their new role in your life, this is still going to be something new for you and for them, especially if you already had a relationship in the physical form on this planet. So I would invite you to honor these moments of uncertainty, of trepidation, because that is when you are being your most authentic self. And your authentic self is what your spiritual team loves, loves, loves for you to be all the time if possible. Just breathe into those spaces of uncertainty and of newness and ask, literally ask out loud if you'd like, for some help in handling these feelings. Your spiritual team will definitely guide you along your path, and it sometimes gently lead you onto a different path if necessary. The key to all of this is surrender. I invite you to think of the yin-yang symbol, and specifically the yin part of the symbol, of the feminine principles of being receptive, of being yielding. There is nothing really for you to do. And with humans, we oftentimes get really caught up in, well, how do I do this? It is not a doingness, it is a beingness. And the only thing you really need to be is willing to absorb the information they're giving you. And based on that information, and of course your own free will, make the choices that are for your highest and best good. And let's spend another few minutes talking about intention, because setting intention is the most important thing, I think, when connecting with your guides, with your angels, and with ascended masters. It comes from that pure place inside of you when you clear your mind and you are in a place of being expectant without expecting. And for us as human beings, it's a difficult, I shouldn't say difficult, it's probably more of a challenging place to be at times. Until you get used to it and until it's something that you can definitely call up at will, because it is a timeless place. It is a place where time really does stop. There is no movement of time. It's simply peace and stillness all around you. And this is the place where they can most easily connect with you. It's a place, again, of deep beingness. And when you set your intention for this, it needs to be an intention of not, okay, I'm going to meditate for 5 minutes, or, okay, I need some information now. I would invite you to come at this just as you would spending time with any special friendship or sacred friend. And I do think that our friendships can and should be sacred to us. Think about that being in a place of being completely and totally focused on your specific friend. And think of that as there's nothing else that you have to do. There's no place that you have to go. There's nothing more important to you than connecting with this special friend. That's that intention. That's that window of energy that I talked about earlier that I form with a guardian before I go into that place where I communicate. Actually, I'm coming up with a new word, communify, meaning to communicate and unify at the same time with their animal companion. And this is that timeless space where energy exists and energy is most free to move. There aren't any constraints of time has to be linear. Because all of time is actually all at once. Your past, present, and future are always all at once because you exist in all of those planes all at once and at the same time. Most definitely, if you want to try shamanic journeying, it's going to be key for you to set the intention before you begin your shamanic journey, because when you get into this place of the shamanic journey where it will probably not be uncommon for you to visit the lower world, the middle world, and the upper world. The upper world typically are where the ascended masters and angels will be. The middle world is where you might run into perhaps some mythological creatures such as dragons, unicorns. Most definitely other animal guides will be there. And the lower world is where you also will definitely run into your own power animals. That very special part of your team that is in animal form. You might also have it that you will have guides visit you there as well. And so if you think about this, if you're going to be making say, for instance, three different stops along your journey and connecting with three different groups of individuals, I think it's a good idea to have an intention prepared and questions ready, or at least topics for discussion with these particular entities. I'll share with you, it's certainly been my experience the first time I did shamanic journeying, the very first time. Yes, I set my intention. My intention was to meet my power animals, but most definitely from their part, it was a sensation of, okay, what else do you want to know about us? What other questions do you want to have? And there was a little bit of a sensation of kind of hanging around a little bit and kind of going, huh, well, yeah, okay, let's see, what else do we want to talk about? That, of course, has changed, and I've learned to basically have some pretty good questions and a very deep intention set aside for them. Again, this relationship for you is going to be unlike any other relationship that you've ever known about before. And so I would invite you to take your time, to set your intention and to be willing to step into a different dimension, a dimension of energy where time doesn't exist and where everything is fluid. Knowing that your highest and best good is always being guarded and being protected by your ascended masters, your angels, and other guides and beings of light. I've had such a wonderful time with you all today. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope that this some part of today has resonated with you and given you something to talk about. If you would like to, I would invite you to go over to my Facebook fan page, which is the Animal's Eye View, and then the number one. My new website is up. It's www.theanimalseyeview.com. All of my information is on the contact page, and you can sign up for my newsletter also. And that's actually the best way to keep in touch with me, and I do have an events calendar of things that are going on for me, so I would invite you to go to that page as well. Next week on my show, I'm going to have the amazing and wonderful Frances Fitzgerald Cleveland of Frog Works. Frances is an aromatherapist and someone who works with healing plants for both animals as well as humans. And I'm just really thrilled and delighted that Frances is going to be with us. So I hope that you'll be able to tune into next week's show. Take very, very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this week. And remember to say to yourself and to them at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this has been the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. The Bond Method is a customized program that enables you to have optimal health and wholeness, experience the law of attraction like never before, and manifest abundance. It teaches you how to integrate your mind, body, and spirit through complementary and alternative healing modalities. For more information, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.